It's 10:45 in the morning, and you're listening to Observer Radio News. My name is Jessica Lee. It's a sunny 6 degrees outside of our East York studios right now, but it's supposed to rain later on today. Don't forget to bring your umbrella. Now on to our top story. The world watched as Britain's royal couple, Kate and William, said, "I do" this morning in England. The union took place at Westminster Abbey in London in front of 1,900 guests at the church, and many more watching from home. The union went smoothly. At around 1:30 London time, the couple sealed the wedding with their first public kiss. The latest federal election polls put NDP in second place behind the Conservatives. Released just yesterday, the Harris Decima survey has the Conservatives at 35% voter support, the New Democrats at 30%, and the Liberals at 22%. Voting takes place this Monday at your local polling station. Visit election.ca to find out where to vote. Tax season is quickly approaching for Canadians. Many leave it to the last minute, but for international students, getting it done early is one less stressful task they must complete. At Centennial College, foreign students were given help on completing their tax returns. "The process is quite different," says Afs Patel as he stood in line waiting for some financial assistance.
"We can apply for this tax return by these only. Therefore, I'm just coming and I want to apply for the tax return. Because I use some PIN number, it's related to SIN number. So by this, we can apply for the tax return."
An income tax number is given out to international students as a replacement for the standard social insurance number. The service will be provided all week. Astronauts are gearing up for the last mission of the shuttle named Endeavour today. The rocket launches at 3:45 p.m. President Obama and his family will be there to watch. 45,000 people are expected at the Kennedy Space Center, and another 700,000 spectators are expected to stream into Brevard County. In local news, G20 activist Jaggi Singh has pleaded guilty yesterday in court for encouraging people to tear down the security fence around the summit. Crown attorney Jason Miller wants Singh to serve a 6-month jail term and 2 years probation. Singh will be sentenced June 21st. In sports, the much-anticipated UFC fight between Georges St. Pierre and Jake Shields is taking place tomorrow at 9 p.m. Over 55,000 fans are expected to watch the fight go down at the Rogers Center. This June, Athens, Greece is hosting the Special Olympics, created for athletes who have intellectual disabilities. Here in Toronto, a world-class Canadian sprinter is helping out by donating a series of training sessions for 4 lucky athletes. Marcia Gadzo has the details.
And there's the start, Allison Felix.
Akiki Akinremi has been ranked one of the world's top 20 sprinters. He has trained with some of the world's greatest. Now, as a trainer himself, he's sharing his knowledge and skills with 4 Canadians. He says he's a huge supporter of sprint, founded in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy.
I think she did it, and I think that her legacy will definitely carry on. As you can see, the Special Olympics is huge. So, yeah. So, I'm happy to be part of it, and I'm definitely happy to be able to give back to you again.
The donation was made through Motion Ball, a Canadian organization which fundraises money at Olympics. Co-founder Paul Etherington explains the importance.
And if you get a chance to meet these athletes and their families, they're so special, but they've been given this, you know, bum card, and they have this disability, and by sport, we can enrich their lives and we can help the members of society.
Kathy Campbell, the mother of one of the athletes, thankful for these organizations.
Yes, good to some people with intellectual disability cannot do, whereas you know, Special Olympics gives athletes an opportunity to demonstrate what they can do well.
Marcia Gadzo, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Toronto's very own Patrick Chan won his first gold men's world figure skating title yesterday. He broke a world record with an overall score of 280.98 points. In hockey, the Leafs have signed Swedish hockey player Mark Obua as goaltender. Off the ice, he is known on stage as Mark Inda Park. He appeared on Swedish Idol in 2006. In baseball, the Blue Jays won 5-2 against the Texas Rangers yesterday in Arlington. Jose Bautista was hit by a pitch thrown by Rangers pitcher Pedro Strop during the seventh inning. The ball was going towards his head, but he protected himself with his hands just in time. He says he is okay. The Jays face the New York Yankees in the Yankee Stadium at 7:05 tonight. In Arts, the annual Contact Photography Festival in Toronto is opening this Monday. Now in its 15th year, it is bigger than ever, featuring over 1,000 artists from all over the world, as well as locals. On the silver screen, opening today is Fast Five, starring Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Jordana Brewster. Other movies opening today include Hoodwink 2, Hood vs. Evil, Prom, Sympathy for Delicious, and more. And that's all for the news. For more, go to our website, torontoobserver.ca. I'm Jessica Lee. Thanks for listening, and have a lovely weekend.